From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Islamic State group has pressed its offensive in northern Syria, meanwhile losing ground in Iraq. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that IS militants attacked a major opposition stronghold, clashing with anti-government forces inside the town of Moraya, near the Turkish border. The militants set off two car bombs at the beginning of the attack, and fighting was reported throughout the day Saturday. To the east, a Kurdish-Arab alliance backed by the United States pressed an offensive against fighters north of the IS stronghold city of Raqqa. Turkish media reported U.S. airstrikes and Turkish artillery fire destroyed several buildings used as an Islamic State headquarters in the city. Elsewhere, U.S. Special Operations Forces and a coalition of Syrian, Kurdish, and Arab fighters known as the Syrian Democratic Forces are reported clearing an area north of Raqqa, the Islamic State's de facto capital, in the city. Meanwhile, the Iraqi military operation to push Islamic State group fighters out of Fallujah continued on Saturday. Video released by the popular mobilization forces purportedly showed troops and militia massing on the outskirts of the central Iraqi city. Hundreds of families fled Fallujah after the latest military operation aimed at pushing out the Islamic State group started about a week ago. However, thousands of civilians are still believed to be inside the mostly Sunni city, which is located about 65 kilometers west of Baghdad. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization has dismissed calls to cancel or postpone the Rio de Janeiro Summer Olympics because of the Zika virus outbreak. On Saturday, the WHO released a statement saying that changing or canceling the Olympics will not significantly change the international spread of the Zika virus. Dr. Bruce Aylward is the WHO's executive director of the Outbreaks and Health Emergencies Department.
Based on a very careful risk assessment and all the information we've gathered so far about this disease, these games should go ahead as planned, and we should continue to work to make sure they're as safe as possible.
An open letter signed by 150 health experts from more than two dozen countries said Friday that holding the games in the current Zika situation would be irresponsible and unethical. The virus has been linked to birth defects, including microcephaly, in which babies are born with brain damage and unusually small heads. Lightning strikes in Paris and in Germany have sent nearly 50 people to the hospital, with nine of them seriously injured. Police in Hauptstädten, Germany, said that three people were seriously hurt at a football match, but 30 children between the ages of 9 and 11 and two adults were rushed to hospitals as a precaution. One of those seriously injured was the match referee, who reportedly was struck by lightning just after he whistled the match to finish. In Paris, 11 people, most of them children, were hurt by a similar lightning strike during a birthday party in a city park. The partygoers had taken shelter under a tree when the lightning bolt hit. Four children and two adults were seriously injured. Four of them are in critical condition. Monday is Memorial Day in the United States, a day to honor the men and women who have died while serving in the U.S. military. In his weekly media address, President Barack Obama urged Americans on this Memorial weekend to thank the country's veterans.
That's something that so many of our fellow Americans are doing this weekend, remembering. Remembering the soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardmen who died in our defense. Remembering those who remain missing. Remembering that they were our fellow citizens and churchgoers, classmates and children, and more often than not, the best of us.
Memorial Day is also seen as the traditional beginning of the summer season in the United States. And in European football's Champions League final, star striker Cristiano Ronaldo's penalty kick has given Real Madrid its 11th championship, 5-3 on penalties, over Atletico Madrid in Milan, Italy. Real Madrid's record-extending 11th European title also denied its intercity rival the title for the second time in 3 years. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.